But first today, we're going to talk about Mecca, where it's now reported that as many as 1,000 people taking part in the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia have died due to extreme heat, with thousands more being treated for heat stress. Nearly 2 million Muslims are making the obligatory pilgrimage to Mecca this week. Dr. Milad Haghani of the University of New South Wales in Sydney lectures on urban mobility, public safety and disaster risk, and he joins us this lunch time. Dr. Haghani, can I ask you, why do you think so many lives are being lost on this pilgrimage?
Well, Carol, the Hajj pilgrimage and tragedy are terms that have been associated with one another over the years. It's not the first time that we are seeing the mass casualty of the pilgrims during this ritual. Clearly, in the past, the incidents that have happened have been of a different nature. Usually it occurs due to missed crowd management and crowd crushes and a stampede. This time around, we are observing a new risk emerging and threatening the health and safety of the pilgrims, and that is extreme climate that Saudi Arabia is also dealing with, along with other parts of the world. And this time around, most of the fatalities that have been reported are assumed to be related to heat exhaustion and health complications that arise from that, basically.
And can I just ask you, with such high temperatures, and they're reported to be over 50 degrees Celsius on most of these pilgrimage days, and such large crowds, were these problems not foreseen?
The problems are predictable, but the scale of the problem may not be necessarily predictable. The thing is that we are talking about millions of people in an area and a situation where they have to do quite physically demanding tasks in such high temperatures. I mean, doing the activities that are required of the pilgrims for their the ritual to be accepted of them is relatively intense, given the fact that many of the people who travel to Saudi Arabia for this purpose are people who are of older age and may not necessarily be in perfect health condition. For them, doing these kinds of activities, going around the mosque multiple times during the heated day, or going between A to B seven times, which is required of them as part of this pilgrimage, it may not be a necessarily easy task. And Saudi Arabian authorities had made a lot of provisions in order to protect the health and safety of people, but there is always a question of whether that has been enough. And the outcomes based on that, we can say that it's not been enough.
Yeah, we're also hearing that many of those who died were unregistered. Now, do you know if there's less assistance or service available for unregistered pilgrims in a situation like this?
My knowledge of that is also based on the anecdotal reports that I have read, that those who have not been registered may have been denied access to certain facilities that have been provided for the pilgrims, in terms of facilities that would provide cooling and a place to rest for the pilgrims. My knowledge of this is also, like you, based on the anecdotal evidence that I have. And one of the things that we are dealing with here is lack of transparency and information. The initial report that came out reporting 550 people have died was from a diplomat in Saudi Arabia. Why is there not official reports of deaths from Saudi authorities? Why is there no update and explanation on that? It's a question.
Okay, Dr. Milad Haghani of the University of New South Wales in Sydney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Dr. Umar Al-Qadri is Chief Imam of the Islamic Centre of Ireland. He's on the line. Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, you have made the Hajj pilgrimage. Can you understand why so many people are dying this time?
Hi, Carol. Yes, absolutely. I can understand because I have done the Hajj three times. The Hajj is a very, very physically demanding pilgrimage where you'll have to travel in 4 to 5 days, a distance of about 25 kilometers on foot. And considering the heat wave and considering climate change, and especially temperatures that are close to 50 degrees Celsius, it is, you know, understandable that people have lost their lives, especially elderly people. And this is why, as an imam, I've always said to people that the Hajj is a very physically demanding pilgrimage. Do the Hajj when you're young. do not delay it, because but delaying it will mean that you'll be less able to physically conduct all those actions. And if you try, you can actually hurt yourself, you can be you can injure yourself. And unfortunately, the heat wave that is now going on and climate change is affecting us all. We were listening to your other guest who was mentioning that there were other challenges that normally during the Hajj the authorities face, such as crowd control management. And this is a new challenge, the challenge of climate change, the challenge of extreme heat. And this is something that has to be taken into consideration. So I can understand that more than 1,000 people, unfortunately, have lost their lives.
Are there Irish people on the pilgrimage right now?
There are about 200 to 300 people from Ireland that are doing the pilgrimage, but so far none of them have been affected. Most of the people that are affected by this are, as I said, elderly, but also those that are not registered because they don't get access to certain services. So this is why it is so important that when you do the Hajj, you do it rightly, you do it according to the, you make sure that you are registered and you don't do the Hajj unlawfully, because that can put yourself in danger.
Now, later on in the programme, we're going to be hearing from the ceremony where thousands of people are getting their Irish citizenship. You're one of them. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What does that mean to you today?
It means the world to me. I've been waiting for this time for a long time, and I can proudly say now I'm Irish. I've always loved Ireland. Ireland is the country of my heart. It's the country where my children are born, where I've been given opportunities 21 years ago to build a family, have a family, have a home. And it's a country that I always want to live in. And so I'm extremely thrilled, like the 5,000 people that today also were given their citizenship.
Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.